This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force Subhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire House for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. After that, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on India's first astronaut Captain Subhanshu Shukla's voyage aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Amid the noisy scene, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion. He reiterated the government's commitment to establish an operational Bharatiya Antariksh Station by 2035 and send an Indian crewed mission to the moon by 2040. He said these missions will be accomplished prior to the target set to become Viksit Bharat by 2047.
2027 में पहला मानव हिंदुस्तानी अंतरिक्ष में जाएगा गगनयान 2035 में भारतीय अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन और 2040 में एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर कदम रखेगा और इसलिए ये कहते हुए यकीन भी है और गर्व भी कि मोदी जी के संकल्प के विकसित भारत की सिद्धि 2047 से होने से कुछ साल पहले ही एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर पहुंच करके विकसित भारत की घोषणा अंतरिक्ष में चांद पर करने वाला है.
Parliament today passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 with Rajya Sabha approving the bill. It aims to establish and empower state maritime boards for effective management of ports other than major ports, establish the Maritime State Development Council for fostering structured growth and development of the port sector, and will provide for the management of pollution disaster emergencies, security, safety, navigation and data at ports. The legislation will ensure compliance with India's obligations under international instruments to which it is a party and take measures for the conservation of ports. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said the bill is very significant because it is a reformative initiative. Mr. Sonowal said the bill was brought after wide consultations with all coastal states and other stakeholders. NDS candidate for vice presidential polls and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed best wishes to Mr. Radhakrishnan on his being the NDS vice presidential nominee. He said Mr. Radhakrishnan's long years of public service and experience across domains will greatly enrich the nation. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said strict action will be taken against companies involved in manufacturing fake pesticides, fertilizers and seeds. Mr. Chauhan stated this while assessing damage caused to soybean crops due to the spraying of spurious chemicals in Raisen and Vidisha districts of Madhya Pradesh. The National Human Rights Commission has issued a notice to the Director General of Police DGP of Punjab for the reported assault on a journalist by two police officers. In a statement, the NHRC said it took suo motu cognizance of media report about the assault, which reportedly took place on the 1st of this month in the Gurdaspur district of the state. The commission has asked the DGP for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. At least 20 people were killed and 134 injured after a fire broke out at a production facility in central Russia's Ryazan Oblast, the regional operational headquarters, said today. The center said in a statement 20 people were confirmed dead, adding that among the injured, 31 were being treated in hospitals in Ryazan and Moscow. Search and rescue operations were continuing at the site. Benchmark domestic equity indices today started the week with a strong momentum, ending with gains of around 1%. Sensex rose 676 points to close at 81,274. Similarly, Nifty gained 246 points to settle at 24,877. And that is the end of this news bulletin.